Did he get angry when you didn't go for it?
No. And, you know, it's like, you know, I remember one time he said to me, you join us, so you have an ID card there, and, you know, you have a chip, and your chip will say KMA on it. And I said, what does KMA mean? He said, it means kiss my ass. And anybody stops you, a cop or whatever, and you show them your card or your chip, and they'll not leave you alone, because you're one of us. You know, and, you know, why are you fighting for the people for? What is that about? The people are just, you know, they have to be ruled. They have to be, you know, the Constitution, what you're standing for, is only for a few people. It's only a few individuals that can live that way, you know. And we believe that it's best for society to be ruled by an elite people who control everything. And I said, I don't believe that. You know, I believe God put me on this earth to be the best person I could be, and put everybody on this earth to be the best they could be, not to be a slave and a sheep to you and these people. And I don't understand why you want to control everything. What is the need for that, you know? And I asked them, do all the people in the Council of Foreign Relations feel the same way you feel? He said, no, a lot of them think they're doing the right thing. They think that socialism is the best way to go. They think that, you know, that they're doing the right thing. But the people at the top, they all know the truth of what's happening. And that's what it is.
So it's compartmentalized within the elite structure as well.
Of course it is. I mean, all the people that are in the CFR, was that 2,000-3,000 people? I forget, like Dan Rather. They don't know what's going on. They join the CFR because it's prestigious. They think it's good for business, it's good for this. You know, they don't know what's really happening. You know, the evil that comes out of it, that's emanating out of it. You know, and to me, you know, the biggest evil is what's happening right now, because what happened on 9/11 is a phony, you know, and we've never learned the truth about 9/11.
That's the question I wanted to follow up on.